Very happy Easter to everybody. It's a beautiful opportunity we're given tonight to gather, to spend the night in prayer, to begin the celebration of the joy of the resurrection. Because this is the night that gives our faith meaning. This is a celebration that makes us Christian. Paul tells us very, very clearly that if Christ didn't rise from the dead, our faith is empty. It's in vain. There is no point. And so everything that we do is centered on tonight's celebration. So there is great rejoicing, great reason to be excited. And in this liturgy, we celebrate the sacraments of initiation, bringing brothers and sisters who've been preparing to enter into the church for quite some time into the fullness of the truth. We, as you just heard, choose all of the options for all of our readings, and all of the long options for our readings. And every year, people ask me, why? Or are you serious? And I always say, yes. Because these readings are beautiful. Anybody who has loved anybody knows that that love is complicated. It's not always easy. There are ups and downs. Our first reading, we heard the account of creation, where God put everything into place, into existence. Everything was perfect. And then we sinned. We fell. From that moment on, God had to restore it. He had to fix it. And that's what Christ came to do. Many of you I've seen the last several days at our different liturgies. Holy Thursday, where we gathered to celebrate the institution of the priesthood, the gift of the Eucharist, and our call to charity. We were here yesterday. We came to remember the death of our Lord, to venerate his holy cross. And in these days, we see a summary of everything that we go through time and time again throughout our history. It's what these scripture stories were telling us, that there are difficulties and there are trials. We even have today, and I don't know why, but this last year it's really been stuck out to me for the last couple of months that all we get at Easter when we begin this beautiful celebration is we don't get our Lord coming to the apostles and rejoicing with them. All we get is the empty tomb. In our account tonight, we're given the promise that our Lord will meet them in Galilee. And even as we begin at this celebration, we're not fully into the full joy, the full excitement. Our God wants to continue to reveal that to us over time. And we're going to hear that in the next several Sundays. Next week, we'll hear that first encounter of Jesus with the apostles. And then the second one, divine mercy. And as I was praying with this reality, this fact that this isn't always as easy as we would like it to be, a couple of things from C.S. Lewis came to my mind, and I believe I shared this with the people who were going through OCIA this last year. But I've seen a couple of posts on social media saying that they expect God to be safe, to make them comfortable, to protect them. There's absolutely an element of that which will be true, but it's protection from the enemy, from Satan. It does not mean that our life is always going to be easy. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have to carry crosses. Something, again, I've been talking about off and on throughout our entire Lenten season. And so the first thing that came to my mind is from the Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, where the Christ figure, Aslan, he's a lion taken from the scriptures. And these people are starting to hear about this figure. And naturally, when they were going to come face to face with the lion, they get a little bit worried. And so one of these children asks, is he safe? No, he's not safe. But he's good. And that is our Lord. I tried to tell again those who are joining the church throughout this year that this is hopefully a time of great joy, of great celebration, a great moment of grace, of great moment of consolation in their life. But as we all know, that's going to pass. We'll go through dark days. And why it's important that we go through all of these readings, why we go through the entirety of the scriptures on a regular basis, it's because when we go through those difficult times, we want to remember that God will pull us through. The story of the resurrection, of course, is a central part of all of creation. Everything changes when our Lord comes back to life. but every one of us shares in this time and time again in our life. We do it every year through our Lenten season, every time we begin the Easter celebration, every time we make a sacrifice of love for our brothers or sisters, for our family members, for a stranger. We're sacrificing like Christ on the cross to bring about good, to let the Father work through us. Of course, that's to different degrees. But we want to realize that this is what we enter into every single day of our life. Because this, again, is what gives us meaning. We're always called to continue to move forward, to pursue God in everything that we do, to lay down our life for Him. And again, that's not always easy. This is the second thing that popped into my head from C.S. Lewis. It's from The Great Divorce. It's another piece of fiction wrestling with the idea of heaven, hell, and purgatory. It's a beautiful, beautiful book. I recommend reading it. I read it every year, usually around November. But what we see in this book are different people who have died, starting to make the choice if they're going to go to heaven or not. If they're going, they're wrestling with the choice that they made in this life. Are they going to move towards heaven or stay in hell? And there's this one individual who's got a lizard on his shoulder. And he's referred to as sort of a ghostly figure. He's barely there. And this angel, this bright angel, comes up to him and says, "You want to come forward?" He says, "I told this lizard that if we went this way, he had to be quiet. He started causing a fuss. So we're going to go back." He says, "You don't have to. I can make him quiet." Man says, "Okay." The angel comes in to grab the lizard. His radiance is so great that the guy pulls back out of pain, out of fear. He says, "Whoa, what are you doing?" He says, "I have to kill it." The guy says, "No, I'll do it slowly. I don't need you to kill it right now. I didn't want to put that on you." He said, "This is the only way. You have to kill it." It's revealed that this lizard is the sin of lust that this man has dealt with the entirety of his life. So there's back and forth between the angel and between this man. Eventually he says, "Yes, just do it." The angel grabs it, breaks its back, and throws it to the side. As soon as that happens, the man becomes real, becomes substantially there. Immediately, as soon as a lizard, dead, makes its way to the ground, it starts to transform into this great, magnificent stallion that this man is now able to get on and to ride towards heaven. And that's what we do in our life. That's what our prayers are about tonight. They're focused in a very beautiful way about baptism. That's what happened in our souls when we were baptized. That's what's going to happen at this font to many of our brothers and sisters in just a couple of minutes. We're given the grace we need to ride valiantly towards heaven. But it's not always easy. Our job is to allow the Lord, whatever messenger, whatever angel he wants to send, to take care of our sin, to root out our vice, to remove every obstacle that we have put between us and God's love. Again, that's why it's important to hear all of these stories, to show us how God has done it, to show us that sometimes it is painful, but on the other side is that beautiful encounter with God. And that's what we need to hold on into our life. Take the fullness of this joy into everything that we do. And to remember that we're only now beginning Easter. We'll continue the celebration for 50 days. So ponder these mysteries, ponder these stories, continue to revisit them. Asking God to continue to speak to your own situation, your own struggles, your own areas if He wants you to grow. As we continue our Mass, let us pray in thanksgiving for the fact that our God loves us so much, He calls us to be with Him. That He went through the doors of death to show us the way home to heaven. Let's also pray in a particular way for those about to receive sacraments, that may be a beautiful and constant witness of God's love to everyone they meet.